Alright, let's look at the next one. So 궁합을 보다. 궁합 is astrological compatibility. 할 수 있겠어요? 샹시? Astrological compatibility.
Astrological compatibility.
Right, compatibility. Okay.
Compatibility.
Right, so that's like 잘 어울리는지 아닌지 조화, right? Like harmonizing.
Have you ever
done 궁합? No. Have you? Have you guys?
No.
What about with your, you know?
I did it like just tarot,
but not 궁합. Why?
No.
Do you think if you did 궁합 and the results were bad, would that change your feeling about him?
I will go another place. I will meet another fortune teller.
Oh, you'd get a second opinion. We call that a second opinion.
Really? What if the second result is also bad?
Yeah. I will go another place.
Wow, that's the 진정한 사랑이네요. Wow.
No, I will not give them 복비, but like how can I say like 복비?
Just say payment for that. We don't have a special. Oh wait, one guy in Hong Kong. I went to one fortune teller. No, he came up to me on the street and he said, yeah, he asked for that money and he said, this is your luck money. He said, give me some luck money. So 복비, I guess you can say luck money.
Luck money.
Yeah, luck money. Okay, so next, 예언하다 is to foretell.
To foretell.
Okay, so 한자 똑같잖아요. For, it means 앞에, 예. And tell is 말하다, you know, on, so 예언. And 예측하다.
Predict.
Yeah, to predict or 예상하다, to predict is the same thing basically, right? Okay, so 재물운이 있다. To be lucky with money or lucky in business. And 애정운이 있다, 없다. You could say lucky in love or unlucky in love. Okay, and then 신년 운수, just luck in the new year or luck for the new year. And then here the next one, 띠별 운세, horoscope.
Horoscope.
Yeah, or also 별자리 운세, right, horoscope. And then there's no special way to say 생년월일, we just say birth, year, month, and date. Okay, 짧은 말이 없어요. And 대길, selection of an auspicious date. So auspicious이라는 게 운이 좋은. 이런 뜻이거든요.
Auspicious.
Yeah, so an auspicious day. These are auspicious stars. Okay, that's it's kind of an old word, but the meaning is good luck, like lucky.
So, is there for like some the symbol of like auspicious?
Auspicious days.
Like symbol, like well, in Korea.
The pig, you mean?
No, like a kind of dream or 까치.
Magpie? Yeah, that kind of bird is
But
magpie.
In America, is there something?
Like a specific animal or something? You know, there probably is, but I didn't think about this ahead of time. So, do you know anything that's lucky?
In Korea, like if we dream...
Number seven.
Or if we dream of a pig, it's good. And then also 까치. Yeah, so if you see 까치in the morning, you can see someone you wanted to meet or...
I can only think of like bad luck things right now. You know, like the number 13 or Friday the 13th. Obviously, doing some...
Black cat?
Yeah, black cat. Doing some business transaction on Friday the 13th, I think some people might still avoid. Because of the superstition about that. And here, you know, a lot of elevators don't have the fourth floor. It says F or whatever.
Yeah.
In America, most buildings don't have a 13th floor. 그냥 아예 없어요. 보통. It just goes from the 12th floor to the 14th floor.
병원에도 4층 아예 없어요.
Yeah. Yeah,
third floor and the 5th floor.
Oh, 진짜?
Right.
병원 가면.
Yeah, so, yeah, because no patient wants to be on the 4th floor. Nobody would say, no, take me to the 5th floor. Or take me to the 3rd floor.
Yeah, but I live in Incheon, and it reminds me of some funny story. And maybe Incheon people, they couldn't know that there is the big hospital, the name is Kill Hospital. It sounds like Kill Hospital. So my friend is saying he
wants
Kill Gangwon.
But yeah, but
표기법 따라 달라요. K로 쓰면은 무섭겠죠. Yeah.
So my friend was surprised at the name.
Yeah, that's like I told you before. 우리 은행 이렇게 W로 쓰면은 worry 은행. 그래서 걱정의 은행 이렇게 되버리는 거잖아요. 조심하지 않으면. So that's why, yeah. 우리 영문으로 표기할 때 URI 제일 좋아요.
URI.
URI. Like 우리당 쓸 때, yeah. U R I 제일 좋아요.
괜히 W 넣으면
걱정되는 거잖아요. Yeah, there's a lot of things like that in English that you have to be careful about how you write it. Yeah. Okay. So, what else? 아, 풍수지리. So, 풍수지리 요새 미국에서 좀 열풍 있어요. 근데 우리 중국식 발음으로 써요. 말해요. So, that's feng shui. I think it's
feng shui.
Yeah, feng shui. 아, feng shui. 저도 처음 봤을 때 feng shui인 줄 알았는데
feng shui?
Yeah, feng shui인 것 같아요.
Shui, shui. Feng shui.
Yeah, so if you say 풍수지리, nobody will know what you mean. But in English, if you say feng shui, people will know. Because a lot of days, these days when people design new interiors for their houses or offices, a lot of people think about this, you know. Okay, so let's look at the next one. So 민속신앙 or 미신 is superstition.
Superstition.
Yeah, superstition. Yeah, so like we discussed earlier, black cats, the number 13, that kind of stuff. Those are all superstitions, right?
You know, I was surprised, but in Korea, when you buy umbrella, we open an umbrella.
Yeah,
inside. But I heard that it's bad luck.
Yeah, opening. Yeah,
but they don't open. They don't open an umbrella before you buy.
Well, not if it's inside. You're supposed to go outside to open an umbrella. And another one is, like, if there's a ladder, you know, you're not supposed to walk under the ladder, you're supposed to walk around the ladder. And there's a lot of things like that, a lot of superstitions. I'm sure a lot of them I'm not even thinking of, but... Okay, let's look at these example conversations. So, I'll be ka, you can be na, okay? And then on the next one, I'll be ka and you be na, okay? Alright, ready? Have you ever been to see a fortune teller?
No, I don't really believe in that kind of thing.
Even if you don't believe in it, it can still be a fun experience. So, in this case, that kind of thing is 그런 거. 내가 그런 거 별로 믿지 못했어, 믿지 않아요. Right? 그런 의미. Okay, so let's do the second one. You could be 나, I'll be 가. Last week, I went to see a shaman.
What did she say? Did she predict your future?
She said that I would have good luck in business, but be unlucky in love. It was really scary, though. She started talking in a strange voice. It was like she was possessed.
This sounds freaky, but I'm still curious what she could foretell about my future.
Right, so freaky just is like 무섭다, 조금 더 속어 같은 표현. It's freaky, sounds freaky. And in this case, it sounds like she was possessed. So like I said, 신들리다, 신들렸던 것 같았어. Okay, let's look at the next one. I finally took my girlfriend to an astrologer to check our compatibility.
And what did they say?
He said we are a match made in heaven.
Congrats. Of course, you know that stuff is all make-believe, right?
Right. So this friend says, oh, congratulations. 그런데 congrats. 그런 거 다 지어낸 거 알죠? 다 의미 없는 거 알죠? Make-believe이라고 할 수 있어요. Okay. Make-believe, 여기 나온 거 명사예요. Yeah, it's all make-believe. Okay, let's look at the next one. What's your blood type?
Believe it or not, I don't even know.
How could you not know your own blood type?
In the U.S., nobody really thinks that has anything to do with your personality, so a lot of people don't know. Instead, people usually ask about your sign of the zodiac.
Right, that's like I explained earlier. 미국에서 사람들이 그 혈액형 묻는 것보다 사실 저도 모르거든요. 이거 저에 대한 이야기예요. 혈액형 저도 모르는데요. 네. 한국 사람
I can guess,
what do you think I am?
Blood type A.
A?
Yeah,
me too.
I better check.
I'm very sensitive.
Oh, right? A is the sensitive one?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I should check.
Yeah, why don't you do like a blood donation?
And find you out?
Can, yeah.
Find out then? I'll think about it. We'll think about it. So, like I told at the beginning of this podcast, like I told you earlier, I didn't actually go to, you know, 사주 to the person, but I did some, you know, application like a computer thing.
Yeah.
So that's when I entered in my birth date and my name and my birth time and everything like that. And on that one, everything else, like, you know, 배려심, 사교력, 그런 거 다 평균도 안 됐어요. 그 평균보다 좀 떨어졌어요.
It's true.
It's thank you, thank you. 근데 의지력 엄청 뛰어났어요. 의지력만. Yeah, so I was high in that category. But you said neither of you have been to see an astrologer or anything?
No, in my case, I'm just one of my friends can read a tarot.
Tarot cards?
But it's, I think it's not true.
Not true? You don't believe it? Okay. All right, well, I guess that'll do it for today's podcast. So thank you, everyone, for stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.